Papua New Guinea's government has blocked Facebook, saying the move is a test aimed at curbing misinformation, hate speech, and explicit content. The shutdown, enforced under the country's anti-terrorism laws, began on Monday and has continued into Tuesday. Authorities have not confirmed when access will be restored. The decision has drawn sharp criticism from opposition lawmakers, media groups, and business leaders, who argue it undermines free speech and disrupts economic activity. Police Minister Peter Tsiamalili said the government is not attempting to suppress free speech, but wants to ensure responsible usage of social media. The unchecked proliferation of fake news, hate speech, pornography, child exploitation, and incitement to violence on platforms such as Facebook is unacceptable, Tsiamalili said in a statement. With an estimated 1.3 million users, Facebook is the dominant social media platform in PNG. It plays a crucial role in political discourse, commerce, and community engagement. Opposition MP Alan Bird called the move draconian, warning that the government is heading into dangerous territory. The Media Council of PNG also condemned the ban, calling it an abuse of human rights. Business groups expressed concern that the ban would impact small traders who rely on Facebook for sales. The informal sector will be the most affected, said John Pora, chairman of PNG's Small and Medium Enterprise Corporation. The country's National Information and Communications Technology Authority said it was unaware of the government's plan, raising further questions about the ban's execution. Facebook's parent company, Meta, has yet to comment on the shutdown.